fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
I'm here. Good. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 29th of January. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to become your own first responders. In a severe crisis, we had this happen in Hurricane Katrina. The firemen, the paramedics, the police officers, they want to take care of their families instead of helping people they did not know. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than 20 years ago to become quite knowledgeable in anything and everything to do with the international communist conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog, which is linked on my links page at my website at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I don't know if you had a chance to read the link I sent you this morning. It was an update from several scientists on the coronavirus coming out of China. What I've been telling our listeners, Jeff, is that we may be looking at another form of asymmetric warfare. Our enemy, the communist Chinese, murdered 50 million of their own people 70 years ago to achieve their goal of taking over China. Now, if they would murder 50 million of their own people to achieve their goal once before, why wouldn't they be willing to do that again to achieve their goal of taking over the whole planet? Is there a reason why they would not do that?
No. No reason.
Is it possible? Is it possible that they would intentionally let loose a fatal virus like this to weaken their potential enemies, including the United States, to the point where their enemies, us being their enemy, the United States, was weakened and vulnerable to other forms of attack, such as the sleeper cells from Iran, the gangs coming across the border, communist spies and agents in this country to perform acts of sabotage. It's called asymmetric warfare, isn't it?
Yes. If they released it intentionally, they would also do it in order to give themselves an alibi. If they give themselves the virus first, then they can't possibly have done it on purpose, right? So therefore, it's...
According to Western logic and Western beliefs and Western tradition, of course not. But they're not Caucasian Westerners, are they?
No, and China's a severely overpopulated country. To get rid of 150 million of their people would be something of a relief from the point of view of their own government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, we have some unanswered questions here as to how this got going, why it got going. And we may never have definitive evidence that the Chinese did this intentionally. We may not, right, Jeff?
One thing we can say for sure, I think, the evidence is clear, at least it is to me, that this virus was discovered in the Middle East. It was put in certain level 4 microbiology labs in Western countries. The Chinese in Winnipeg at the level 4 Canadian National Microbiology Lab stole deadly viruses. Probably they stole the coronavirus because it was kept there at the Winnipeg lab. And they brought it to Wuhan because that's where Dr. Chu was going back and forth between Winnipeg and Wuhan. And that was last July that the Chinese were kicked out of the Winnipeg lab. And then here last fall, the outbreak began in Wuhan. Now, coronaviruses, that particular coronavirus that had, you know, the first 9 cases in the Middle East, 4 of those 9 people died. So it has a very high virulency. It kills. And it would be very coveted by a biological weapons program. And if they could make it go from human to human, if you look at the Journal of Virology article on the novel coronavirus, it says in the article that it was not communicable between human beings in 2012 when they discovered it. So if the Chinese had a way of making it communicable between people to weaponize it, if they could do that, if that explains why it got out, well, then that's how this thing started.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to be splitting our time, us talk show hosts, people like yourself, splitting it between analyzing what happened and how it happened and discussing ways to mitigate and to minimize the odds that we and the people we care about will get sick and die from this virus. One of the things I've been talking about this week, Jeff, is Bill Gates giving a TED Talk. You're familiar with TED Talks, I assume, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And, well, I'm not sure how many TED Talks Mr. Gates has given, but in a TED Talk, Bill Gates, the topic was, how do we eliminate 10 to 15% of all the people on the planet? And he listed the ways to do that. One of the ways he listed as a way to eliminate 10 to 15% of the population was by giving vaccinations. Follow up on that, the former pediatrician of Bill Gates' children was at a doctor's conference, a medical conference, where he told the other doctors the following, that Bill Gates does not get vaccinations for his own children. I have a high level of confidence, Jeff, that there will be a vaccination offered for this coronavirus coming out of China. And my speculation, because I have no evidence, my speculation is that the vaccine has already been developed and was developed before the virus was released in China. What do you think, sir?
I don't know, but it'll be interesting if that happens. You know, the Chinese make the precursors for our vaccines. Their pharmaceutical industry and their medical industry has become tied to ours in very critical ways, which are unbelievable because of the ability for them to use their connections in our pharmaceutical industry to attack us. For example, many of our vitamins are made in China. If they wanted to salt our vitamins with Ebola or something, there would be nothing. There's nothing we're doing to defend ourselves. They
right,
could.
Right.
This country is wide open to massive biological attack.
Well, we have ships docking at Los Angeles and Seattle and ports on the West Coast right now as we speak. The crews were just in China. The products were just in China. We're reading, Jeff, that the virus can live on a hard surface outside a host for 28 days. That's an incredibly long period of time. I'm also getting reports that is
a long time. By the way, that's comparable to anthrax's ability to live outside on a surface.
Yes. We're getting reports that the crews on board these transport ships are getting sick at sea. The entire crew, they live in close proximity, and typically they have a fairly small crew. And, of course, air transport has been discussed a lot. My friend Professor McCann in the last hour said the World Health Organization did not make recommendations for a lockdown on international air travel immediately, which they could have and should have recommended all international air traffic out of China be halted immediately. They did not make that recommendation. I don't believe they have the authority to stop the international flights, but they certainly have the ability to make a recommendation that international flight be stopped. And, of course, Russia did stop flights coming in from China about a week ago or so. And I believe North Korea has closed their border with China as well. So it's probably too little too late. We already have two students at Miami University that may have the coronavirus flu because they have flu-like symptoms and just returned from China. And we have a term that we mentioned last hour called exponential growth. You're familiar with that term, aren't you, sir?
Oh, yeah. It's in social science.
Right, right. So what happens, yeah. Jeff, if Jeff Nyquist was to hire John Moore for 100 hours and I agreed to accept one penny for the first hour, and you would have to agree to hire me for 100 hours, doubling that penny every hour for 100 hours, how would that work out for you, sir?
Well, it would be something like 30 iterations, and you're talking about billions.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exponential growth. 1 cent becomes 2 cents, becomes 4 cents, become, what's the big deal? 8 cents becomes 16 cents. Well, you do the math, and you'll find out how quickly it becomes an economic nightmare for somebody who would agree to that terms, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's sort of like compound interest, right? So, the virulency of this is also, they're saying it's 15% fatal. So, you know, this is this means that if 83% of the world population becomes infected and 15% die, you're talking about, I guess, 12% of the world's population dying?
More or less.
You know, yeah, more or less, which is...
The people. This reminds me of something that the Cherokees mentioned that were victims of the Long March Trail of Tears. We lost our future, and we lost our past. When I say we lost our future, children 5 years old and younger, we lost our past. People 80 years old and older, children 5 years and younger do not have a fully developed immune system. People 80 years and older typically have a compromised immune system. That's where the majority of the fatalities are going to happen, won't they, Jeff?
Yeah, that's typically true. Humans do not have immunity to the coronaviruses because until the 21st century, you know, coronaviruses were very rare jumping, getting into humans. You know, somebody could pick it up from an animal. They'd have a case, probably very rarely now and then. But because they weren't communicable between people, the first coronavirus outbreak was with SARS, right? And I think that was 2003. And again, that was in China, because probably the Chinese are the ones that are trying to weaponize coronaviruses. The head of the Taiwanese Intelligence Service publicly stated in 2008 that it was a weapon, that SARS was a weapon. There was a massive outcry in the Chinese language press at the time, and he had to retract his statement. But he meant it. The thing is that people who are in charge of espionage services cannot prove what they're saying is true without revealing their sources. So they generally would have to retract what they say. But I think what he was saying was what he believed in was the truth. I think the Chinese, the number one Chinese virology lab connected to the People's Liberation Army is in Wuhan. Oh, boy, what a coincidence. Right. We have a massive outbreak out of there. Oh, gee, do you think they were weaponizing something? Well, yeah, we know, because they stole the thing from Canada and they weaponized it, and that's why. And by the way, it's as communicable as the common cold. So you really can't. And this is interesting. This outbreak happens in the middle of winter. By the way, biological weapons are best in winter. They're least effective in summer because, guess what? Sunlight
heat kills the virus.
Degrade it, yes.
Exactly. Well, this virus, it's going to be in the news cycle here for quite a while. I can't say how long. But the best book I'm aware of was written by a man who's a scientist. He was in the biological warfare department of communist Russia for most of his adult life before he escaped. It has a simple one-word title. My local library did have several copies of it, and I read it 20 years ago. Here's the one-word title: Biohazard. The author anglicized his name. Ken Alabeck, his natural-born name is unpronounceable for most Americans. Ken Alabeck. The title of the book is Biohazard. And here's what they do, Jeff. They take a routine virus that might be circulating, and they expose it to medicine that would kill some of it, but not all of it, in their test sample. And they take what's left, which has developed an immunity to that medicine, grow a new culture, then expose it to the next medicine that's supposed to kill a virus, but doesn't kill all the virus. Then they take what's left, which has an immunity, and they grow a new culture. And they do that until the virus has a resistance to every known medicine. And then they further weaponize it by exposing it to heat until most of it survives, or some survives, and grow a new culture. They put some on a cold surface, hard surface. This virus, Jeff, will survive for 28 days on a hard surface outside a host. That's incredibly long. But that's just a reader.
The survival rate of anthrax, basically.
Right.
And anthrax is very tough.
Exactly. The Holy Grail at the time Alabeck was doing this work was to have a communicable form of anthrax. That's what the scientists were trying to find. And we don't know, quite frankly, if they ever did that. We have a regular caller here calling from the future because it's Thursday in New Zealand. Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John.
Good morning.
I've got something for Jeff. I'm not sure if he can respond to. At the moment, there is a coordinated attempt to have the Hong Kong police sanctioned under the Magnitsky Act by the Hong Kong protesters. And
hold that thought. Alex, hold on. We got a break. We'll be back, Alex. Hold on.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of January. I will be speaking in Orlando, Florida. That will be Saturday, the 8th of February. Tickets and details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Alex, let's get back to your question or comment, sir. You had something about the Hong Kong police. Go ahead.
Okay. Recently, the Hong Kong police, one of the inspectors who I spoke to wanted, told me that some of his officers want to defect to the West because they're now getting concerned about the number of missing young people from Hong Kong who took part in the Hong Kong protest, and members of the Hong Kong protest movement and the Chinese Communist Party are using its agents of influence to try to get sanctions on the Hong Kong police as a form to prevent defection to the West. And from what I've heard, they're now concerned because over 8,000 young people have now gone missing. I'm not sure if Jeff wants to comment on that.
8,000 young people are missing in China, in Hong Kong. And the Chinese police don't know where they are, and the Chinese police are being accused of having them, right?
Correct.
Of having arrested them.
But it's
them,
not really
right.
The Hong Kong police's fault.
Right. they're being taken to the mainland, basically. There's some kind of thing going on where people are being kidnapped out of Hong Kong and taken to the Laogai, Chinese gulag. Then, of course, you have somebody like Bill Browder and others, Chinese dissidents, who are accusing the Hong Kong police of getting rid of these young people and trying to make a Magnitsky Act to prevent the Hong Kong police then putting their names on lists to prevent them if these Hong Kong police want to defect. And by the way, isn't it true, Alex, that some of the Hong Kong police, they're wanting to defect from Hong Kong now?
Correct.
Yeah. So, you see, if they have this knowledge that people in Hong Kong are disappearing during these protests in large numbers, in numbers as large as 8,000, and they come to the West and say, hey, we didn't arrest these people. We don't know where they were. And the Chinese don't want those policemen to defect. And if they turn the policemen into the villains, the Hong Kong policemen, while it's the government in Beijing that's doing away with these young people, well, then you see you have a formula for keeping the truth from getting out.
Are you there, Alex?
I'm hoping that makes sense.
Yeah. That's correct. And another thing I'll also raise is that the people have moved, the Hong Kong protesters have been told that by Bill Browder that his sanctions are more permanent than the Hong Kong Freedom and Democracy Act, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Bill Browder is the guy that brought us the Magnitsky Act. And there, I know Russians who think that Bill Browder is a complete fraud, that Magnitsky didn't die in the way that he said, and that the Magnitsky Act helps the Russians by preventing certain people put down on that list from defecting from Russia. And if they have the same list for China, you see, it serves the Chinese the same way. You know, you have someone like Miles Kwok, the Chinese billionaire who defected with all kinds of inside knowledge about the CCP, now you can't have any more Miles Kwok's defecting because you put their names on a list, the Magnitsky list, and that means that if they come here, they'll be arrested and their assets will be seized. So, and of course, this is just what Beijing and Moscow want, is something like that. Sanctions that don't hurt their country, but hurt the people who want to defect from their country.
Okay. Alex, any follow-up before we let you go?
That's all I have, John and Jeff.
Okay. We appreciate your reports, Alex, and we look forward to hearing from you again, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff, this is talk radio at its best, where we have not only an international audience, but people reporting from 12 time zones away. There's 24 time zones and literally the other side of the planet, to give us firsthand reports about what's going on. That's talk radio at its best, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, that's great. When people call in from around the world who have knowledge, that's excellent.
It is. It is. Very important. And our number, of course, is 800-313-9443. I spoke to my daughter last night. Her and her family live a two-hour drive from Vancouver, Canada, which has a massive Chinese population because of the British Commonwealth and the immigration of Chinese from Hong Kong to Vancouver. In fact, my daughter and her family routinely would drive up there to watch a college football game. And I spoke to her about mitigation of the coronavirus. Early this morning, Jeff, I ordered $400 worth of doTERRA On Guard products, which was soaps and sanitizers and detergent that will help her and her family be safe. What's coming? We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.extendyourlife.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 29th of January. Before the day is over, I will have a white paper posted on my website written by three scientists about the coronavirus, their analysis of what it is, what it's doing, how it's doing it. Interesting white paper, not terribly long, and it's a bit scientific, but I think almost everybody would get some good information from it. Other things on my website include the information and tickets for the two speaking engagements I've got coming up a week from Saturday, 8th of February, and the 1st and 2nd of May in Indianapolis with Pastor Paul Beckley. And, of course, if you don't have an energy cleaner and you're concerned about this virus, what's the energy cleaner going to do with you? Well, it's going to help you get better sleep. What will get better sleep do for you? It'll help improve your overall health and your immune system. As my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. So you need to be healthy. You need to have a strong immune system. That's where the energy cleaner comes in to help you be stronger and healthier. $285 shipping included, American zip codes. I ship these all over the planet. If you're in a third world country, there may be some issues with unreasonable duties and tariffs, but we'll figure out how to get it to you. The mattress pads that go with it, I do have everything in stock. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. You can make your purchase right there at my website using PayPal Why do I like PayPal so much? Well, that's because it's so secure. You're not giving up your credit card information when you use PayPal to make a purchase. MasterCard, Visa, send me a check. Yes, you can do that. My address is right there. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Please do keep in mind I have a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. Jeff, you've become prolific the last several months in writing in a lot more articles than you had been for quite a while. The most recent article you've written, I'll need to look here at your website at jrnyquist.blog and just see for myself what that is. Can you give us the title of it, please?
It's a complicated test. The title is On the Resignation of the Russian Government, A Word on the Resignation.
That's right. Yeah. The title is A Word on the Resignation of the Russian Government. And resignation could mean two things. Either they've resigned to a certain outcome, or they're actually quitting. Which case would this be? Jeff?
Oops, sir. Yeah, you just dropped off for a second.
Oh, okay. Resignation can mean two different meanings. That a group of people have resigned themselves to a certain outcome, or they've actually physically resigned and have left the premises. Which one would this be?
Yeah, that's correct. In this case, I understand that the law that was invoked by Putin was that he basically fired them, according to the law. But it's a very strange thing, because with both the virus outbreak in China and with the Soleimani killing, which the Soleimani killing put the North Korean government in a state of on a war footing. And, the head of the Russian, I think I mentioned this last week, the head of the Russian Security Council is the prime minister. Well, Medvedev resigned, but he's still the deputy head of the Security Council, and the new prime minister is only number three. So it's almost like he never resigned. Very peculiar. So that has led me to speculate that the Russian government, the most experienced leaders in Russia, who are not easy people to train or replace, they've been placed in a more safe location because of the threat of the Middle East getting out of control, and maybe even it's related to this virus. Who knows? But it's an unusual measure, and I don't believe the Russian government's statements about it.
Okay, well, I mentioned the term earlier this hour, asymmetric warfare. And if war was to happen, and the two Chinese colonels wrote a book for internal consumption the CIA got a hold of and was translated, and I've got a copy of it, and I'm sure you're aware of the book. I don't recall the title offhand. But they go into great detail about what asymmetric warfare is, how they would conduct it, and it's not the traditional way we think of airplanes and tanks and troops invading a country, which it would eventually include that. But it involves economic warfare, cultural warfare, computer hacking, about 20 different things, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed it does. One assignment your readers could have that I would be interested in. I have a reader that claims that he saw a news item out of China that they were building large incinerators last year, about a year ago, incinerators for human bodies. So if anybody can find articles like that about China, please send them to John. Let us know. If we can find any evidence that this thing, this outbreak, was planned for in any way by the Chinese authorities, then we're on to something. Because what John is alluding to is the fact that if a war is about to begin, if the enemies of the United States are planning to start their war, we know from General Chi Hao-Chen's speech almost 20 years ago that indeed a biological outbreak is one of the key indicators that war is impending.
Right,
and now
right.
We have a biological outbreak. So you know, we need to look, even however unlikely it is at any given moment, we need to be vigilant.
Well, we do. And the goal stated 20 years ago was to have a race-specific biological weapon. That appears to have not been the case, and it's what we're seeing right now. So in the absence of a race-specific biological weapon, they're just using one that kills everybody, right?
Well, you can't really make a, I don't think, a microorganism that kills everybody,
when I say kills everybody, it is not race-specific. Oh, it doesn't,
right.
It's not 100%.
Well, in Chia Chen's speech said that they probably wouldn't, you know, the technology for making it race-specific probably wouldn't be available in time for them to make one of those weapons. So he said that's just the ideal of what they want. So they'd probably have to settle. And, of course, this may not be, this outbreak, current outbreak, may not be the outbreak, because you probably need more than one kind of biological weapon to do the job. You probably need a cocktail of different ones hitting a country at one time. And of course, you've got Ebola. Let's say they could put Ebola in the vitamins, right? So then you have Ebola, which is averages 50% fatal, from 25 to 90%. I expect weaponized Ebola might be 90% in that range. So you see the possibilities of what you could do. But, you know, and we don't know what capabilities really they have, because we're not inside their labs. But if it's the beginning of a biological war, which is what the next world war will be, it will be biological and nuclear, this is the kind of thing we'd expect to see. If Iran were to attack the United States, which could occur because of they're so angry, or another country could attack in a way that looks like Iran is attacking us, right? So I don't think the country is taking precautions as it should. I never have, because I know we have enemies that want to do us in. Other people don't agree with me. They don't think these countries want to destroy our country. I've been writing for years, citing evidence from the mouths of the enemy leaders that this has been their goal for decades and decades.
Right.
So yeah.
And that's important, because the articles you write are based on the statements by our potential enemies, and by interviewing high-level defectors who escaped from communism. It's not like Jeff Nyquist is just a storyteller making up stories. You know, you get the real evidence from the real people, don't you?
Yeah, this is not. You know, I don't have to make anything up. It would be really difficult to do that, but you know, I spent a lot of time reading a lot of boring books and of course meeting some very interesting people and talking to them. And I talk to people that are from Eastern Europe, from Russia, from Ukraine. I talk to them all the time. And I've had sources in Russia and Ukraine and Belarusia, and so after a while it comes together, especially when those people are from the security services or have been in the Soviet Army or in the GRU. They tell you what it's really like to be trained by these people. And if anyone thinks, oh, no, they're nice people, they don't want to do this. Look, Colonel Stanislav Lunev, when I first interviewed him in 1998, I asked him, are there any good people in the Russian General Staff or the Kremlin? And he looked at me funny, and he said, you know, and it made me feel really stupid, but he said, these are not normal people. These are not human beings. These are crazy persons, was his answer, which meant that they were psychopaths. Yeah,
that's a very strong and very scary statement. And Colonel Lunev would be a person who was up front and close and personal to these people. He would meet with them and dine with them and socialize with them. So he knew of what he spoke, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was a military briefer for Gorbachev, so he was at the very high end of the thing. So, you know, when he was saying, look, these people, these are very bad people, the system promotes to the officer level of general what we would call a flag officer rank, it promotes people who are not nice people, who have psychological abnormalities that can accept these things.
Well, the people in charge of granting those promotions are those type of people, and they only promote people who have the same persona that they do, correct?
That is right. They recognize each other. You know, there's been studies done showing that psychopaths recognize each other, and they also recognize that they're in danger from the rest of us, because if we recognize they are psychopaths, they're in danger from us, because, you know, such people as, you know, look at Ted Bundy. You know, when we realized what Ted Bundy was all about as a country, we wanted to put him to death as a country.
Right.
You had people standing out in large crowds in front of that prison holding up signs, you know, saying, you know, not to pardon Ted. You know, they wanted him to be electrocuted.
What was there actually thought given to a pardon for this monster?
Well, I think that he was trying to get the pardon, but of course the governor of Florida wasn't going to do it. There's always this push for pardoning people, you know, because there's people who are in principle against the death penalty. But
right.
The massive numbers, when people saw how he was victimizing women, we still don't know how many young women he murdered. We don't know, in horrible sadistic ways. And of course, when you realize that kind of evil exists, you're for the death penalty.
Right, right. Well, I don't want to get into a death penalty discussion here this morning, but the topic is international communism, the threat to Western civilization. And my concern, I believe you share my concern, that the flu virus that we're seeing come out of China, maybe, we don't know yet, may be part of an overall plan to weaken the West so that if they chose to stage an invasion, our defenses and our people would be dramatically weakened because of the quarantines that would happen, business being shut down, the disruption of goods and services, all of which would make us more vulnerable to other forms of attack, wouldn't it? Jeff? Are you there, Jeff?
I'm right here. I would say that, yeah, of course, but what's really interesting about this virus is that, you know, that China is mobilizing in a very military way right in front of our eyes. And this virus outbreak is the rationale so that nobody becomes alarmed that their army is being mobilized, that their martial law is being applied. All the steps that you would go through if you were going into a war, China is instituting them right now. And the whole world they have an epidemic, of course.
And they can announce at their press conferences that all this is being done in response to the virus. That's brilliant,
mm-hmm.
actually. We got a caller in hold
right.
here, Jeff.
Yeah.
We got Michael in New York. Good morning, Michael.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Jeff, that description of the politicians, you're referring to our government? The psychopaths and all that, are you referring to our government? Most of the politicians running our government, especially those heading all the agencies like FBI, CIA, IRS, et cetera?
It's
the same description, isn't it?
There is a... Well, not exactly, but there is a tendency of leaders in the modern setting in all countries to score high on the psychopathic index. I think that's true.
Exactly, and sure, we got a tremendous amount of that here, especially with the pedophilia activity that's still being suppressed. And so then the question is, well, how is it that all the countries' governments have the same criteria to get the leaders, the so-called leaders in? So somebody behind the scenes must be manipulating all that, clearly. This can't be random coincidence.
Well, there's a number of features, but one of them is modernity. And there's a vast literature going back over 100 years that there's been some bad things have occurred in our education of our elites. And one of the bad things that's occurred is that morality and what we would call Christian upbringing and spiritual practice has been basically stripped. Our elites therefore receive a very cynical form of education in which materialism is sort of inculcated. If you go to major universities today, that's what's inculcated is materialism. And if you examine part of the worldview of psychopaths, they don't really have a spiritual point of view. They have a very cynical materialistic point of view. You could even call it nihilistic because they don't believe in any higher things. So what's interesting is
that's all true. That's all accurate. And but then the question still is, what's the driving force that had promulgated all this throughout all the universities? I mean, this is not just random chaos here. Chaos is organized. And so who's behind the scenes that is installing, indoctrinating this kind of philosophy among what we call the elite?
Hold on, Michael. We got a response from Jeff after the break. Hold on, please.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, you got a follow-up there on Michael's comments, sir?
Yeah, sure. You know, where do certain ideas come from? Look, you go to ancient texts, going back to early Christianity, and you have people who would say, look, a concept, an idea either comes from God or it comes from the demons or the devil. And so we have a lot of, you could say, demonic ideas that have been accepted and circulating. I think there's something about communism and about a lot of modern ideas that are, you could say, antichrist in their nature. And so we have this movement, intellectual movement, that is, that communism is part of, that has been opposed to the ideas of right and wrong and good and evil, and are really supportive of a very deep and profound kind of evil. So it is not surprising that it isn't just Russia and China that got infected with these ideas. The West also was infected by these ideas. And I remember Colonel Luna of the GRU defector telling me that the West had Christianity to protect it from this wickedness that was coming into Russia. Russia, because of the communists, destroyed the Orthodox Church. They had nothing, he said, so that it ripped through their society and it destroyed it. And so that I think that would be my answer.
Okay.
Yes, and that's all accurate, Jeff. But then, yes, I am. That's all accurate. But then, again, the question is, who's the agent of the infection? Okay? Somebody's carrying that infection and spreading it around the globe into all the policies,
yeah, the communists.
Of governments.
That's easy. That's the communists. That's the communists. They've been the ones that have been carrying the infection. They're the leading edge. They call them.
And who's the source of those communists, Jeff? Oh, you're right. And then who's the source of those communists?
What do you mean?
The money men.
The communists.
The money men. It's the money men. Because, like you said, it's
no,
all material.
No.
At the material level of this world, money is the ultimate power. Who controls the money controls the nation. Rothschild.
What you're saying is the capitalists are the enemy, and I don't agree that capitalism is the enemy.
I'm not saying that at all. No, sir, Jeff.
See,
I'm not saying
say that capitalism is the enemy. See, let's not
be
confused.
Just spinning terms. Once you define capitalism, we'll realize we haven't been capitalistic in our country for decades. We're monopolists.
Yeah,
our country is operated by monopolists,
you
not capitalists.
You know, you want to destroy the same people that the communists want to destroy.
No, not at all. I'm for free enterprise, Jeff. I'm an entrepreneur, pal. Okay? And I'm suppressed because of my abilities. They don't want me around for what I'm able to do. I'll drive a lot of big businesses out of business because I have better products. Okay? So, no, you're totally wrong on that. We are not a capitalist economy anymore. We're monopolists. The elite took over all the big corporations, and they made them global.
I'm a student of this. And I can tell you that, yes, the communists have infiltrated capitalism. That's their main enemy. So you're going to see things that are pro-communist or socialist coming out of capitalism. But when it started, it was the communists.
We'll continue this next week, gentlemen. Next week.
Yes,
Michael,
I'll look forward to it.
Thank you for the call, sir. Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. Appreciate it. Okay. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, especially on guard. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.